Taking a look at farm news from all around the eastern United States, North Carolina is reporting a new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza. That case involved a backyard flock of chickens in Franklin County. This is the ninth case of avian flu discovered in North Carolina since October. Tennessee soybean growers are estimating their cost of production for 2026. According to industry analyst, soybean seed costs should be slightly higher this year. And a winter drought has enveloped much of the eastern United States. According to the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center, that agricultural drought may persist at least through the end of March. Stories like this can be found at onthefarmradio.com.
Today's Farm and Garden Almanac is made possible by Feedworks USA, providing feed additives for the dairy and livestock industries. Information at feedworksusa.com.